HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Radio 1 production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
This is Tech for Change.
All systems stand by to transmit now.
Hey, this is Kay, and that's how I introduce myself on my morning show at 94.3 Radio 1, which I host and produce. Welcome to my podcast. This is Tech for Change. Very often, technology is used for good things and sometimes for bad things as well. So much so that flux between the two causes people to lose faith in technology. This podcast is aimed at changing all of that. I'm going to introduce you to some wonderful people, companies, and industries who are using technology for social good, social change, and a positive impact. All of this, of course, to make this world a better place using technology. Tune in every week on hdsmartcast.com and listen to the podcast. HD Smartcast is India's fastest growing podcast producing platform. Let's get straight to this week's episode. The show. This is exciting. We've got a person who was on Shark Tank India, and the cool part of this conversation is she's just not any other entrepreneur. Rather, she was the youngest contestant to pitch her idea on Shark Tank India. I want to welcome to the show Anushka Jolly, who of course is a 13-year-old from Gurugram, founder and CEO of Inner Arc Block Tech Private Limited, or the Anti-Bullying Squad, ABS, and even Kavach, which is the mobile app. Hey, Anushka, how are you? All okay?
Yes, all okay. I'm Anushka, as you already gave my introduction, and I'm really excited to be here.
Awesome. Is it weird for you when people say that, hey, we saw you in Shark Tank?
No, I love it.
So you can... Really?
You won't remember that. I don't mind.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, cool. So, the nice part is after going on Shark Tank, it's been quite a bit of a, let's just say, joyride almost. I mean, I think you got, if I'm not mistaken, a 50 lakh investment from Shark Tank.
At a 50 lakh valuation.
Sorry, say that again?
An investment at a 50 lakh valuation.
At a 50 lakh, yeah. So, I mean, at a 50 lakh valuation, of course, what was that like? And now, you know, post Shark Tank India, how has that journey kind of been?
Well, I think just saying it was amazing and it was just otherworldly. I can't even describe the feeling because I've been watching Shark Tank since I was like 9 years old. So it's part of the reason.
It's weird when you say that because you're just 13, but hey, anyways, go on.
So Shark Tank is like part of the reason why I'm so fascinated with entrepreneurship. And so actually getting to be on the show that you've been inspired by is such a huge deal. And I can't even put it in words. And I'm obviously so grateful to everybody who's helped me and supported me throughout this journey because I wouldn't even be here without them. Right. And after Shark Tank, I guess, it's kind of made me a little celebrity. a lot of people know me. I think it's really helped me expand my reach with students also. It's helped me reach out to many more students and create a much larger impact. So that's,
you know, the Anti-Bullying Squad is actually the social initiative arm that aims to minimize bullying efforts on ground. And that's by raising awareness. But the digital platform, and more specifically Kavach as an app, is one that, you know, is basically addressing the big problem of how do you report bullying, right? So typically, if I can start by kind of asking you, people who are victims of bullying would typically be in what age group are you kind of seeing on coverage?
Any age group. So because victims range from a primary school to middle school to high school, there's no particular age range.
I was actually referring to it from adults. Are you seeing adults also on the app or no? Is it just predominantly focused on kids?
For now, school children. But I think we will be also implementing it in like colleges and other educational institutes where there would also be adults.
Lovely. So, of course, from the younger perspective, the biggest reason that bullying is not reported, and you said this yourself, is because of the anonymity kind of factor. But with coverage, that kind of changes. Would you like to take people who are listening, you know, through why that kind of changes with coverage, the anonymity factor? Would you like to talk to us about that a little bit?
So basically, before coverage, there was no way for victims to report bullying incidents without not revealing their name. So if I, for example, I was getting bullied and I wanted to tell somebody, I wanted to report it to an authority in my school, I would have to go to the counselor or the particular teacher, say my name, and then report it.
Yeah.
And this is the reason why so many victims refrain from reporting, because they're afraid that they're going to be known, their identity is going to be known. They feel ashamed by that. They feel limited. They're not able to open up as well as they are when there is an anonymity. So I thought about this. Obviously, you know, I'd heard countless experiences throughout my journey of people not being able to speak out only because
they were afraid.
There was a fear of being known.
Right.
And it's like, it's very evident, because like, let me give you an example.
Sure.
I used to do these seminars where I used to go to different schools physically and talk to students about their bullying experiences. They used to open up, and very, very, very few students opened up when we were in the physical space. But when we were in the online space, they used to speak about their feelings. They used to share all details because with their camera off, because ultimately victims, they don't want to be seen. They just want to be heard. So coverage kind of implements that particular ideology and sees the situation from a side that would help victims as well.
Okay.
So it kind of empathizes with the victims.
I see this, of course, large applications in schools, in colleges out there, obviously, because that's the age group it's kind of targeting as well. But, you know, from a perspective of response to the complaints that are received on the app, right? So how does this work? Say, for example, for me, I'm being bullied. I talk about it on the app. Is my bullying problem solved? Do I get tools to deal with the bullying? Like, how is it for me?
So, for example, you're a student, you're getting bullied, you report it on the app anonymously. Then that report goes to the school. And in that school, every school, obviously, there's a mandate. They have to have a counselor. So that counselor then deals with those bullying incidents, sorts it out, takes the particular action that they have to, which they're obviously licensed to do.
Yeah.
And when they're doing it, at each stage, they have to update kind of like a little trail of all the actions that they have taken. So you can see that, your parent can see that, and a higher school authority, for example, a principal or an admin who wants to log in and see the progress on that report, even they can see that. So it's a very transparent process. But primarily, you don't have to deal with the bullying situation on your own. You just have to report it. The counselor will deal with it, and the counselor will also update you on the progress and whether it's being sorted out or not, like that.
Wonderful. From a perspective of giving the, I'm going to use the word victims, and I hope you don't mind me using that word. You know, the victims of bullying, kind of the right tools to deal with bullying. What's some of those that we can offer from a technological perspective on, say, for example, an app like Coverage, for example, to help the victims deal with these incidents a little better?
Well, knowledge. I think knowledge is the key way to help victims. A lot of, you know, people have come to me and they tell me about their bullying experiences. They talk about it. I'm just so appalled at their lack of knowledge about it. They come and tell me, they're like, am I getting bullied? Is it this? What kind of bullying it is? Then I obviously have this 1 hour like free program about bullying that talks about all the aspects of bullying on the app. So, you know, I tell them to go through that. They go through that. They come back to me and they're like, they're amazed. They're like, I totally did not know this. This opened my eyes. And I've heard countless experiences like that. So primarily, the only way that we can really equip victims is knowledge. If they have the knowledge, if they know what to do in scenarios, if they know how to deal with it, what kinds of bullying there are, and because obviously there's a different approach for each type of bullying and each bullying situation. So if we, you know, equip them with that knowledge, they will be able to ultimately sort it out, figure it out, learn what's right, learn what's wrong. And they will become anti-bullying ambassadors who will be able to ultimately fend for themselves. That's the ultimate goal.
Lovely. I really like it. That seems like a full-fledged plan. Explain to me how you've attained this sense of nirvana at 13 years old, and a lot of people who are much older than you are not even looking at this kind of stuff. Like, what happened?
I think I just gained a lot of exposure. Not only being able to talk to so many victims, so many kids of who have experienced bullying. I've talked to a lot of counselors, teachers. So, and I've gone on different TV shows, I've done interviews. So I've gathered a lot of experience and a lot of contacts and exposure that, you know, normally a person wouldn't really be able to achieve, even when they're older than me. So I awesome. Guess I could say I'm just grateful for that. I'm lucky that I got to experience.
This has been so cool to kind of chat with you, to kind of hear you talk about all these things in person. I wish you all the very best. I mean, of course, the Anti-Bullying Squad is the social initiative. Kavach is still very much up and running. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah.
Wonderful. So, hey, all the best. I really hope that this goes well for you. And I really think that you've got something great here. And it's been awesome chatting with you. Thank you so much, Anushka.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to this little episode of Tech for Change. You can find me, your host, Kay, on Instagram. I'm probably the most active there, @OffAirWithKay. That is Off Air With K-A-Y. I'm going to be back next week for another episode of Tech for Change. And if you'd like to give us feedback, well, you as a listener can reach out to us on @HTSmartcast on multiple platforms. We're present on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Clubhouse. Now, to listen to more podcasts, make sure you log on to www.htsmartcast.com. I'll see you soon. Take care.
This was a Radio 1 production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.